The Pacific community is optimistic about timelines for the completion of the region's COVID-19 vaccination rollout. This is despite the UK-based Economist Intelligence Unit's forecast that some Pacific Island countries may not be able to vaccinate the majority of their populations until at least 2025. The forecast defines a majority as more than 60% of people and mentions countries like Papua New Guinea, Fiji, Vanuatu and Solomon Islands. But the Director of Health at the Pacific Community Organisation, Paula Vivili, says the wait may only be a few months. Christine Ravoy has been following the story and joins us now. Bula, Christine. So why does Dr. Vivili disagree with the EIU report?
He doesn't exactly disagree, Corey, but with the EIU's forecast here. But he merely points out that it is a projection and it is quite early on and that things could change. That's what he's saying. The COVAX facility, as we know, have announced that it's already looking at an April rollout for the Pacific. And so Dr. Vivili is saying the vaccine production technology is changing rapidly. And so based on this, he believes it's highly likely that Pacific countries will be able to roll out their COVID-19 vaccination campaigns faster.
And which Pacific countries have already started their vaccination campaigns and who's yet to roll out their vaccines?
Those who have a strong link to other countries are expected or have begun their vaccine processes and are quicker than others. We've seen the US-affiliated states, they've started their vaccine rollouts. Guam, the Federated States of Micronesia, the Northern Marianas, American Samoa, and the Marshall Islands. I mean, they have all received significant numbers of the vaccine, including Palau as well. Then there's France, of course, helping New Caledonia and French Polynesia. And the rollout is soon to start in Wallace and Futuna there. With New Zealand, New Zealand is helping its RAM countries, Niue, Tokelau, and the Cook Islands.
And what about the rest of the independent countries?
Well, these include PNG, the Solomons, Vanuatu, Fiji, Tonga, Samoa, Tuvalu, and Kiribati. For these countries, Australia and New Zealand have come out strongly and committed money and technical support to help them. While there are projections on when these things will happen for the Pacific's vaccine rollouts, whether it's 2025 or beyond for some of the countries, Dr. Vivili has anticipated that what will happen will be more optimistic than the projections.
They were correct in saying that more developed nations will get the vaccines quicker and the less developed nations less quicker. Whilst the WHO has come out to address this issue about equity, we know that this will be the way it is.
If you go on the timeline that New Zealand and Australia have put out, both countries are not projected to complete vaccinating more than 60% of their populations until the first quarter of next year. The Australian government has said it aims to vaccinate all adults willing to get the vaccine by October this year.
And there's countries like Tonga that are actually yet to even confirm their orders from COVAX in terms of getting their vaccines.
Tonga has projected that more than 60% of its population will be vaccinated by the end of 2023, although the government has come out recently to say it will vaccinate 60 to 70% of the population by the end of this year. Now, Dr. Vivili says there are some challenges for the Pacific, including the availability and demand of the vaccines.
One of the issues with the Pacific region, of course, is suitability of some of the vaccines. Pfizer, in particular, requires very cold storage requirements and has been deemed by some of the suppliers as not ideal for some of the countries in the Pacific.
However, Dr. Vivili warns any delay in a mass Pacific rollout will likely delay the reopening of borders.
The impact on the economies in the region has been significant, particularly for those that rely on tourism to a large extent. And of course, the longer the delay in opening up of borders, the longer it takes for these economies to recover.
That was Dr. Paula Vivili from the Pacific Community.